lab-grown meat a rising concern. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham. Lab-grown meat, or cell-cultured meat, is a topic that's becoming more and more talked about. And Charles Hoard, Executive Vice President of the Tennessee Cattlemen's Association, says it's an issue the organization is monitoring closely.
So with lab-grown meat, fake meat, cell-based meat, whatever you want to call it, you know, we just want to make sure consumers know exactly what they're getting. If that product does enter the marketplace and is being sold at restaurants or grocery stores, we want consumers to know that that is not the same product as what we've been raising on our farm and what they've been feeding their families for generations.
With consumers already unsure about where their food comes from, Hoard says the National Cattlemen's Association worries about the misconceptions this product could bring when it makes it to the marketplace.
We have some concerns not only with how it's being raised, you know, who's going to have the oversight, how it's going to be labeled, just to make sure everybody knows the differences in our product. There are some differences, even though cellularly it may be the same product, just the fact that this being produced in a lab under those type of environments, it will have some different nutritional qualities, could have some food safety differences as well. So we just want to make sure when this product does roll out, consumers are protected and the information is out there so they can make informed decisions.
Hoard goes on to say how vital it is now more than ever that cattle producers share their story with the public. He also encourages producers to be knowledgeable about this new product.
Still a learning issue for cattle producers even, and you know, if they don't know about it and it's something that directly impacts them, no consumers don't know about it yet either. So you know, we try to get it out there, we try to do some information in our magazines, post it online. I imagine here in the next couple of years, just as it gets closer to entering the mainstream marketplace, we'll be hearing a lot more about it.
It'll definitely be a topic that we need to look out for in the future so that we can help protect the cattle producers across the state. Thanks for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.